Greetings. We are here as the collective consciousness. And from that collective consciousness, we emanate at an individual level to interface with you. We come from the master realms of the source of all that is. It is I, Kutumi. I am delighted to have this opportunity to come as that individual expression, using my mastery to impart to you some of the things that I learned along the way. It's very interesting that the conversation that took place earlier had to do with various states of consciousness and your experience and how you are using all of the influences of these magnificent light frequencies that you now have at your disposal. Many of you who attended the Crystal Conference and facilitated opening these time locks that are very helpful now for humanity to begin to step into that fifth dimensional functioning of themselves, to awaken. You were asked at that conference to embody those templates that you retrieved. So in the next several weeks, we will be talking about these various templates and what they are, how they can be applied. So this evening, I would like to talk about that fifth dimensional template and how important that is to you, because it is a very refined frequency of light that holds unity consciousness and love as it is applied in the physical world. This is the foundation from which every action, every creative force is created from. That template of unity and love. So at the fall of consciousness, as you are well aware of, many things changed. The body changed to become more dense and to operate and navigate in a world of separation. And within that body, many things were altered. The brain, the functioning of the brain, the way the mind, your mind, was configured with the dominance of the ego rather than the dominance of the soul. This is what enabled separation consciousness to exist. But as it existed so that all those that came could experience it, it also took a huge, huge toll on the mental-emotional body. It was fragmented. It was separated. The mind operated separately from the emotions. The way the brain functioned, you thought a thought, and then there was this time lag before you felt any emotion. Or the two were joined together to manifest something instantly. Another function of this fifth dimensional template is the functioning of a time sequence that is being altered from the linear, past, present, future, to the now, to present time. that is very fluid and has many creative options within it. So one of the things that we will be showing you in the course of the next several weeks is how to process anomalies and some of these fragmentations that will be surfacing as you embody these pure light templates that were retrieved out of those time locks, because it will kick up any thought pattern, any emotional pattern that is out of resonance with that frequency. And I'm sure that all of you in the course of the last month have experienced that, some more than others. So here is where we are going to begin to teach you to use that more refined range of your mental emotional body, the mind that is governed by your soul spirit, directed by your over-self and your Christed oversoul, thinking thoughts from that perspective, and feeling emotions from that mid to higher range. For if you try to take some of the pain and misery that has occurred in that separated state or in some of these anomalies, whether they are yours personally from this present time sequence or from a previous embodiment, that pain, misery, and traumatization cannot and should not be processed through the ego mind or through those lower emotions of fear, separation, anger, victimization. It is too great of an impact that just continues to create the separation. But when it is processed through the higher mind and through those more refined levels of your emotions of peace, harmony, joy, you needn't understand the fullness of what joy is, but just observe when you are in that state. So you come into that neutrality. Now, a few moments ago, John spoke to you about the neutral observer. Here again, most of you received those teachings years ago about the importance of the neutral observer, observing your thoughts, observing your feelings. I myself have come in many teachings with you to teach you about these, about paying attention to your thoughts and your emotions, and then refining them. Here again, I want you to recall that fourth, fifth, and sixth ray of creation, how you use that to create replacement patterns and clear these anomalies. This is just a continuation of that, but yet you are taking that from that more neutral position where you are in the more refined ranges of that fifth dimensional time sequence, the present moment, and also that fifth dimensional range of your emotions where you are calm, you are certain about who you are confident that you have the skills to create what is needed in the moment, and you are not processing all of these anomalies or these patterns through those lower emotions. You are processing it from that fifth dimensional level where there is harmony, where you know yourself as light. You know yourself as a great creative being. This is where we want to show you time and time again of how to process these anomalies that will surface. So there's no resistance in the body. When there is resistance in the body and there is rigidity because of fear of one kind of another, it puts great pressure on the body itself and doesn't allow the healing and readjustments that are being made within the body at a cellular level. This is what is occurring now. For years, you have paid attention to growing your consciousness. Now is the time to take that consciousness that you have cultivated and actually assist the body and upgrade that body so it can function and hold these higher light frequencies that you are establishing in the physical. Now it's all about your body as well as your consciousness. So it's very important that you pay attention again to your thoughts and your feelings and how you process those. Where are you in those, in your mental emotional body, as you process them and rid yourself of those patterns that are no longer needed nor necessary? So that said, it gives you a little foundation of things to pay attention to in the next month. And I would invite you now to speak with me, to make your comments, and to ask any questions that you might have in regards to this. Talk to me about your observance of the times when, in the last month, when you were using these higher frequencies of light, you were paying attention to how the DNA strands were being altered. You were given several processes along the way in regards to those that DNA structure, especially those who were involved in any of the light body work. So as we bring in these more refined frequencies that you are cultivating in your Merkaba field, and also from these light templates of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, stands to reason that from time to time, you are going to not be able to hold that 100 percentile range, and you are going to have some sifting out in those lower emotions so that the fragmentation between the mental emotional body can be altered and changed and come into unity in that more refined range that is resonance with a fifth dimension, a fifth, sixth, seventh dimension.